Nachher chapter 11 Mishnah 9 Shtei Alechem Nechalos Ein Pachos Mishnah Velo Yosei Al Shlosha. The two loaves which were brought on Shavuot were eaten in 2 days or 3 days. That was how they were eaten. Ketzad, how does that work out? Nefos Me'erev Yom Tov, so they would bake them on Erev Yom Tov, on Erev Shavuot, V'Nechalos B'Yom Tov, and then they would eat them on Shavuot. That's 2 days. The day baked before, eaten the next day, that's 2 days. Lishnam, and that was the usual case. Chal Yom Tov Lios Achar HaShabbos, but if Yom Tov fell on after Shabbos, on Sunday, so now Nechelos L'Shloshah, they would eat them in 3 days. Why? Because they wouldn't break them on Friday. On Shabbos, they bake them on Friday. So Friday is day one, Shabbos is day two, and then they would eat them on Yom Tov, which was Sunday, which was day three. So that's 3 days. Lechem Apanim, the showbreads, Ne'echal Ein Pachos Mitisha, were always eaten at least 9 days, for Lo Yosal Achad Asar, and not more than 11 days after baking. Keitzad Hasa, Ne'efa Be'erev Shabbos. So in the usual case, they were baked on Friday, and then V'nechal B'Shabbos, they were eaten the following Shabbos. So that's 9 days, because if you count include the Friday, and then it's, you know, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the next Shabbos. If you include that as well, that's 9 days. Count the days, and it's nine. Chal Yom Tov Lios Erev Shabbos. If Yom Tov fell on Friday, then Nechal Asara, they would eat them on the 10th day, because then they would be baked on Thursday, and eaten the following Shabbos. Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, and if the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah was 2 days even in Eretz Yisrael, was Thursday, Friday, so now Nechal Achad Asa, very good, so now they're eating 11 days. V'ainu Deich Elesa Shabbos V'lo Es Yom Tov, and restates the Mishnah that the preparation of any of these breads didn't push aside Shabbat and didn't push aside Yom Tov. It was had to be baked before, because you could, right? We said you didn't do anything on Shabbat or Yom Tov which you could do before. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer Rishum Rabbi Shimon ben Hasagan, Deicher es Yom Tov, Einu Deicher es Yom Tzom. He held that baking these breads did actually push aside Yom Tov. So a completely different opinion from him. But he says they don't push aside the fast day, which is Yom Kippur. So you couldn't, according to him, you couldn't make them on Yom Kippur. But according to him, he disagrees with everything we said up above, because he holds you could actually bake them on Yom Tov.